Well, it matters a lot because the state requires local governments to use the mid-range BEBR forecast, at least as the point of departure, in developing their comprehensive plans. So if Bieber has underestimated future growth, which is what I think they've done, then we will underplan. So we may not have the right investment in roads, water, schools, bridges, sewers, to meet the population that I think is going to come between 2015 and 2025. So it's not just an academic distinction between the two forecasts. They have some real import.
Now, as you indicated, your analysis differs somewhat from the one that was just released by the University of Florida. Explain for us where your forecast differs and where does it align with their predictions?
Well, Tom, over the next 5 years through 2015, our forecasts are pretty similar. We, as well as Bieber, project that population growth will slow from an annual average of just under 300,000 a year to about 220,000 per year. We see that happening because of the lingering effects of the recession. Bieber sees it as a trend continuing from the peak to the trough of the recession. Going forward, though, after 2015, our forecasts are very different. Bieber predicts that growth will continue to slow drastically down to averaging 175,000 a year, down to 150,000 a year as time progresses. We think the opposite. We think that there will be a modest resurgence of retirement from baby boomers and a moderate recovery in job growth in Florida. And because housing prices have come down over the last few years, that makes Florida more competitive, Tom. So what we think is population growth will begin to accelerate again after 2015, going back up to about 200,000 to 225,000 a year.
Well, Hank, by almost any measure, our economy in Florida is in deep trouble, and that has contributed in part to our drop in population growth. Why do you think that things are going to change drastically by 2015, just 4 years from now?
Well, there's a couple of things that are happening. First of all, job growth has begun to recover now in Florida. Although this past month was a little slower than what we've seen, looks like this year we'll have 50 to 75,000 jobs created, and next year, 2012, over 125,000 jobs created. So that's a big turn, Tom, and that will attract a significant amount of population back to the state. That job growth is coming in tourism and education and healthcare, and then later on we'll see it progress to other sectors. Secondly, there is also a recovery in retirement. Now, it's modest right now, but it will build over time because the demographics are so overwhelming. There's so many baby boomers that even if the percentage of boomers who retire reduces, and even if the percentage of boomers who retire and move reduces, the number of boomers is so great that it will cause our retirement to recover and begin to grow again.
Now, when you refer to these baby boomers retiring in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, you're talking about people in Florida's traditional retiree feeder states, Rust Belt states like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania and so on. Those states have been really hard hit in the recession. Are you saying those people are going to be able to recover financially to the extent that they'll be able to go ahead and retire and live the good life in the sunshine like their parents and perhaps grandparents did?
Certainly not in the same numbers as we experienced over the last 30 years, Tom. And also people will need and want to work longer. But I do think that by about 2015, housing markets have begun to stabilize nationwide. They've begun to recover faster in those feeder states than here in Florida, meaning that people are a little more able to sell their homes than we are. And over the next few years, that will continue to gradually improve. So I think the conditions are precedent to set for higher retirement growth from those areas. But again, not at the same levels we experienced in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.